This is the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Finally made it to Friday, May 17th, 2024. You're listening to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z, the program that tells it like it is, exposing the lies of the leftist, progressive, liberal wokes in America, debunking all of the diabolical Democrat deviant lies, the double standard, and of course, watching out for you, my Truth Hurts program listeners. We had some really rough weather throughout South Louisiana and South Texas last night. Over 8 million people affected by high winds of hurricane strength. There were tornadoes, there were hailstorms. I believe 5 people dead in Texas overnight with those storms. And lots of property damage. All right, let's get right into the Friday headlines. I don't like too many people in the media, to be quite honest with you. I think they're disingenuous. They don't tell it like it is. And they parrot their company's line, whether it be far-left Democrats supporting progressive, woke, liberal elites on the left, or sometimes the far-right wackos that appear on your social media pages on the right. But there is one guy that I would consider a hero in the media, and that is Fox News Channel's Peter Doocy. I've got 53 seconds of audio here that I would like for you to listen to as Peter Doocy questions the White House French dip quota hire spokeswoman on Biden's low polling numbers across the board.
We don't like to talk about polls like the 5 of 6 swing states that he is losing right now to somebody who is a criminal defendant. But more broadly, it doesn't seem like anything you guys are doing is making him more popular. Why do you think that is?
So you mentioned a criminal defendant, your words, not mine. So I want to be super mindful about how I answer this question, because obviously that criminal defendant is also in the race for 2024 election. So I'm going to be super mindful there. I will speak more broadly to what the American people are going through. Like, we understand. We are sensitive enough and open-minded enough to understand that this is that not just this country, but globally, people have had to deal with a pandemic and coming out of that pandemic.
Now, that was the most non-answer answer I think she's done since stepping into office. Karine Jean-Pierre, the quota hire, the checklist checkbox on the DEI diversity, equity, and inclusiveness checklist by gropey, mopey, dopey, sleepy, creepy, touchy, feely, muttering, puttering, shuddering, stuttering, stammering, mumbling, fumbling, crumbling, tumbling, fumbling Joe Biden. We don't like to talk about the polls, like the 5 out of 6 swing states that he's losing right now, to somebody who is a criminal defendant. Talking about Donald Trump, of course. But more broadly, it doesn't seem like you guys in the White House, are doing anything to make him more popular. So Karine Jean-Pierre says, your words, not mine. So I want to be super mindful about how I answer the question, because obviously that criminal defendant is also in the race for the 2024 election. So I'm going to be super mindful. I will speak more broadly and say absolutely nothing to you, to what the people are going through, to understand that we're sensitive enough and open-minded enough to understand that this is not just this country, but globally people have had to deal with a pandemic and coming out of that pandemic. What in the F did she just say? That was word salad. It was absolute nonsense. It made no sense. And it certainly did not answer the question. Why is Joe Biden so critically unpopular right now? And Karine Jean-Pierre knows that there is no answer other than Biden is an abject failure at the job. Oh, he keeps pointing out that the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the stock market is doing well. And yes, the stock market closed out yesterday within 100 points of 40,000. Oh, that bubble is about to burst, my friends. It can't keep going up. Remember, the Dow Jones Industrial Average picks some 30 industrial corporations, people that Biden and the Democrats claim they can't stand. He sees that their stock values grossly overvalued thanks to what? Biden calls it corporate greed. I call it success in business despite Bidenomics. Those 30 stock indicators are what Biden is using to try and tell Joe Sixpack, the average guy on the street, the garbage man, the gardener, the welder, the grocery store clerk, the sandwich maker, the landscaper, the guy who's out there trying to build a house, the guy who's out there tending to the needs of animals in a field. He's trying to talk to those average everyday Americans saying, well, you think you're broke, but look at the stock market. What he's basically saying is, thank you, stupid Americans, for supporting me and Bidenomics. The inflation might be hurting you, but my buddies in the defense industry, well, they're doing super duper. Just look at the stock market. Look how high it is. Yeah, everyone who's heavily invested money into the stock market, they're doing real well right now. But you're stupid. That's what Biden is telling people. Voters are feeling pinched with prices on average of everything. When you take everything into consideration, food, fuel, snacks, furniture, cars, houses, everything that anyone would purchase in the course of a year, that is up just shy of 20% since Biden took office. For the things you're buying today, think of it this way. For every $120 that you shell out each week for goods and services, only 3.5 years ago under Donald Trump, you would have only paid $100. Now you're paying $120. So let's multiply that. For every $12,000 that you had to spend this year on necessities, just think, when Donald Trump was president, it was only around $10,000. Okay, let's go even further. For every $120,000 that you had to spend last year, under Donald Trump, you had to spend just about $100,000. Think of that, my friends. This is what Joe Biden has done to you. And I cannot for the life of me find a single thing that Joe Biden has done for you. In the latest Fox News poll, for your family, it feels like the economy is getting better. 30% say it is getting better now. 64% say it's getting worse. And 6% say it's staying about the same. In other words, it sucked this time last year, and it still sucks. Now, those numbers are slightly ahead, I will say this, because in April of 2023, 23% thought things would get better, and that number is now at 30. So that's a small bright spot for Biden, but it still shows that 64% of Americans feel that things are worse, plus 6% feel they're just as sucky as they were last year. So 70% of the country not happy with Biden's economy. That should tell you something, my friends. Inflation still right around 3.5% each and every month above what is already 20% inflation. Consumer prices up 0.3% last month alone. What does that tell you? It tells me that Joe Biden sucks at doing his job. It tells me that ancient Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department not doing a good job. It tells me that Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve not doing a good job. Overall, prices for the consumer price index, the price that you and I pay for things, overall consumer price index up 19.3%. between the time Joe Biden took office and the end of April of this year. Food prices at home alone, food prices at home, up 21%. And when you look at all sources of energy, electricity, fuel, coal,
oil, natural gas, propane, up 38.5%. This is what Joe Biden has done to you, and he still has done nothing for you. It's a problem for your family. I know it is for every family that I've spoken to. Recent polling data says the problem for the families of America, 89% say grocery prices are much higher and unmanageable. 84% say gasoline prices are unmanageable. 81% of people polled say that utility costs are unmanageable. 80% of those polled say healthcare costs are unmanageable. 74% say that housing costs are simply too much for them to be able to bear. So they asked Karine Jean-Pierre, the quota hire, French dip, little buckwheat, as one Nashville, Tennessee radio station owner and talk show host describes the lesbian black female that was chosen to be the White House spokesperson because she checked off those three boxes of black, lesbian, and female on the DEI checklist. A reporter asked KJP about Biden openly lying multiple times, claiming falsely that inflation was over 9% when Biden took office, when it was actually 1.4%. This is what the new spin, the new lie is coming from the White House.
Two times over the past 2 weeks, the president said inflation was 9% when he came into office. Is the president misleading Americans on that, or does he just not realize that inflation was 1.4% when he came into office?
So, you know, and thank you for the question. The point that he was making is that the factors that caused inflation was in place when he walked into the administration, when he took office.
A bullshit.
Now, the little lesbian black girl might think you're stupid enough to believe that lie, but even some Democrats are finally waking up and realizing that that was indeed a lie. The 9.1% inflation achieved by Joe Biden and his Bidenomics, Bidenflation, came 1.5 years after he took office. This had nothing whatsoever to do with any factors that were put in place by Donald Trump's administration. Things were moving along swimmingly well whilst Donald Trump was your president. And then, the minute Joe Biden took office, remember, a lot of people have forgotten, he shut down domestic energy production, killed the Keystone XL energy pipeline, stopped offshore and onshore drilling in federal lands and waters. He shut down and declared war on the oil industry, the coal industry, the natural gas industry. He started putting massive regulations into place, making it virtually impossible to get a permit to drill for oil, even on privately owned lands. That is what set the clock in motion. We were a nation that was energy independent under Donald Trump. We were a net exporter of oil, natural gas, propane, and other vital energy sources to our allied nations. And then, when things were looking really bad in 2022, Joe Biden, desperate to try and keep the House and Senate under Democrat control, he drained our nation's strategic petroleum reserves to their lowest levels in history. And we were not actively at war with any other country. Can you imagine if China had looked at us at that point and said, hey, they don't have any extra oil or natural gas or propane or gasoline or diesel because their idiot president just drained their strategic petroleum reserves. Let's attack now. Our troops would have been out there fighting with empty tanks of empty tanks. Think about that, my friends. Tanks without any fuel to run them. Anyway, fortunately for us, that did not happen. Joe Biden spent the entirety of his presidency bashing everything that Donald Trump did, which was successful for our country. Donald Trump had the southern border under control. He had illegal immigration siphoned off. What did Joe Biden do on day one? He halted the building of a wall to not just keep illegal immigrants out, but to funnel potential asylum-seeking immigrants into lawful, legal ports of entry where they could be properly vetted, interviewed, scanned, medically checked, and either cleared or sent home, because probably 95% of the asylum claims are what we call...
A bullshit.
I was going to say bogus, but I guess what the kid said is more accurate. Also, the double standard spouting Biden administration managed to do something even I thought was not possible with a very educated, learned, and informed United States population. He managed to surrender to the Taliban, a nation that was well on its way to becoming a good democracy and potential ally of the United States of America, Afghanistan. He surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban and ISIS-K. He just handed over trillions of dollars in weapons, in ammunition, in military secrets. He stranded hundreds of Americans behind enemy lines, and he basically told the Afghanis who were in support of America, F you, buddy, you're on your own now. If you get killed, too bad, so sad. And at the same time, he took the Ukraine, for a lot of money for his crime family, number one, he took the Ukraine as supposed allies of ours, and they were never allies of ours, never part of NATO, and he is giving them billions and billions and billions of tax dollars. At the same time, he says to Israel, our longest standing ally in the Middle East, F you, unless you do what I tell you to do. I will tell you when and how you can retaliate against the Hamas militant terrorists who attacked your nation and killed innocent women and children to the tune of 1,200 or more, and continue to launch attacks into Israel every day. If you dare defend yourself, we will withhold munitions, weapons, and money from you. But we're going to keep shuffling money into your enemy, Hamas, in the name of so-called humanitarian aid. He has basically pulled down his zipper, fumbled around for his little pecker, and pissed all over Israel. That's what he has done. But then he'll stand there before Democrat Israel-supporting donors and say, I stand firm with Israel, and we're going to do everything we can to defend our ally. How do you defend your ally when you send their enemy money and you withhold money and weapons from your so-called ally? And yet, here we are, 2024, the middle of May, and the American people have still not called for this clown to step down. It is beyond me how this guy has remained in power, and I'll leave it at that. The White House was forced to respond to Joe Biden's debunked inflation claim when he lied several times over the last couple of weeks that inflation was over 9% when he took office. I played for you that clip a little bit earlier with Karine Jean-Pierre lying, saying the point he was making is that the factors that caused inflation were in place when he walked into the administration. The pandemic caused inflation around the world by disrupting our economy and breaking our supply chains. Reopening after the pandemic unavoidably increased inflation by unleashing pent-up demand, she said. Annualized core consumer price index in the second term of 21 was 9%. So he was talking about the factors that were in place that led to that. I wonder how many fast-talking lawyers had to hurry up and start formulating that pack of dog shit lies the moment Joe Biden screwed up and lied the first time and then repeated his lie again. And here's the reality of things. Inflation was at 1.4% in January of 2021 when Biden took office. He immediately began his attack on American energy, on the American worker, on the American family. And by the spring of 2021, months into his office, it surged to 5% by May and 9.1% by June of 2022. It remains steadily elevated at over 3.5% ever since, well beyond the Federal Reserve's 2% target inflation rate. Biden made the first 9% lie in an interview with CNN saying, no president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs, bring down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%! He then repeated the lie to Yahoo Finance, saying, quote, "It was at 9% when I came in, and now it's down around 3%. It's 3.5% right now. That's the rate of inflation, Mr. Biden. Biden's price hikes are killing the American dream." Republicans, of course, very happy to point out the lie. Of course, this news article that I'm reading from calls it an error. An error? No, it's not an error when you lie two times on camera and then have your people try and cover up for it. Adam Shaw writes, Biden administration refuses to reveal the terror watch list nationalities as illegal immigration continues to explode on his watch. Fox News Channel filed a Freedom of Information Act request back in October of last year, requesting the nationalities of the suspects on the FBI terror watch list who were arrested illegally crossing our southern border by the Border Patrol. It's been over 6 months. Customs and Border Protection says they will not provide the information, but it does acknowledge the information exists and is maintained in the terrorist screening data set. The letter says it is applying exemptions to the FOIA request to protect the disclosure of files that might create an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy? Personal privacy of who? Illegal, criminal, law-breaking non-citizens who do not have constitutional rights in this country? The letter says the privacy interests of the individuals in the records that you have requested outweigh any minimal public interest in the disclosure of the information. Any private interest that you may have in the information does not factor into the aforementioned balancing test. That's legalistic bullshit to say the illegal, criminal, law-breaking, trespassing, invading migrants have more rights in the United States than we, the people, the citizens, and the free press. This is a travesty, my Truth Hurts program listeners. An absolute joke. Republicans on the Homeland Security Committee said on the former Twitter site, wow, DHS thinks the privacy of potential national security threats is more important than the American people's right to know where these individuals are coming from. I couldn't agree more with the House Republicans on that one. Let's see, ABC News writes, Biden asserts executive privilege over the audio of his disastrous interview with special counsel Robert Hur. Really? But Donald Trump can't say executive privilege for anything that they demand he reveal? The Injustice Department on Thursday informed the House Republicans that Joe Biden has formally asserted executive privilege over the audio of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur, who investigated Biden's illegal handling of classified documents. It's a move that the department says shields Merrick Garland, the attorney general, from any criminal exposure, though Republican lawmakers moved ahead anyway, trying to hold him in contempt of Congress. The Garland contempt resolutions head to the full House for a vote this week. Speaker Johnson's office says it may be next week before it is looked at. Republicans simply seeking access to the audio recording of Hur's interview of Biden as part of the stalled impeachment probe into Biden and his illegal, unethical, immoral, criminal dealings. The Department of Injustice previously provided a transcript of the interview, but we know how transcripts go when it comes to Joe Biden. Words are changed, phrases are redacted, omitted, altered. We want to hear the actual interview. The American people have the right to this, my friends. Jim Comer, the House Oversight Committee chairman, said in a statement, clearly, President Biden and his advisors fear releasing the audio recordings of his interview because it will again reaffirm to the American people that President Biden's mental state is in decline. Quickly, just to buzz through some of the other headlines, the titles of these articles. Let's see. Inflation rates show Biden is gaslighting Americans on the economy. This is Biden's SOS to the press, talking about him finally caving in and deciding he might have no choice but to do a couple of very well-scripted debates with Donald Trump using CNN anchors. Voters feel pinched with prices up over 19% since Biden took office. Biden has become detached from economic reality. Biden looks to pivot on inflation, but it may be too late. It is too late. The anti-Trump deep state is real and packed with patriots, according to ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. And finally today, I want to play a piece. It's about a minute long. It's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to stand up for the foul mouth of Kamala Toe Harris when she dropped the F-bomb in front of a bunch of very highly impressionable young Asian American and Pacific Islander girls, dropping the F-bomb, and now the White House is trying to say, oh, it was just showing passion for her to do that. No, it was more like her showing off her minority stupidity, in my opinion. But take a listen to Karine Jean-Pierre.
For those of you who have, covered the vice president, knows the vice president, she's passionate about what she fights for. She is. And I think it's important to have someone who's passionate about what they're speaking about what they're trying to lift up. And you've seen her be incredibly passionate about the reproductive freedom and what's happening right now in this country. And when it comes to women's right, women's ability to choose, make really difficult decisions on their body. You've seen her talk about that with ending gun violence and encouraging young people to not let any obstacles get in the way. And so we're talking about someone who has broken glass ceilings, right? We're talking about someone who can speak to, about what it's like to go through that process. And so she's incredibly passionate, and I will leave it there. And I could not be more proud to have her as someone that I look up to as vice president, and I think many people here would say the same.
A bullshit.
They sure do know how to lay it on thick in the Democrat Party. Okay, folks, we've run out of time for this edition of the Truth Hurts program. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bubba is 47, a high school dropout with a beer belly, balding and divorced with three kids from two marriages. Shaniqua is 19, has two kids from two different guys, but she has a GED and dreams of being a star someday. These two unidentified subjects live in a mom's basement, but look forward to a future double wide and hoping to finally get that old car off the blocks and down the dirt road. Bob has been working odd jobs from his squatted 1989 pickup truck, and when he's not at county from another weekend of drinking and fighting, he plays harmonica on the corner across from the thrift store. What do these fine people have in common? Well, they don't pay taxes, they're all on some form of government assistance, and they all read White Trash Weekly. White Trash Weekly is the free mini magazine found at the rack of the local discount store, the pawn shop, and of course in that small rack in the front entrance of the welfare office. Each week you'll find a guide to all the garage sales, flea markets, pawn shop deals, and lunch counter menus at over 7 local soup kitchens. You'll get helpful tips on how to milk a gas pump from all those extra drops of fuel that the last guy left behind. Learn how two people are always better than one when shoplifting, especially when one of them is a decoy. And you'll also learn about all the greatest and latest ways to sneak past security at a local concert. White Trash Weekly is also available online, so you can access it from your Obama phone. White Trash Weekly, moving you into the future.
Well, howdy there, friends. This here's the Colonel. Y'all know which Colonel, but I can't mention my name still on account of I don't want to get sued. Anywho, by now I know you've heard about our newest product, the Cheetza, my award-winning chicken, drowned in some sort of pizza sauce. Hell, I didn't like it, but with pizza joints laying off so many folks and closing up their shops, the egghead accountants at our home office said we ought to give it a try. Since my hands are basically tied, I said what the hell. Anyway, I do want to apologize about raising the prices on our former dollar menu up to $7, but that's what Bidenomics inflation causes. And for my friends on the left coast in California, I have to apologize for the massive price increases due to the governor's ridiculous $20 an hour minimum wage. If you see the price of a leg and thigh rise as high as your car note, that's not the colonel's doing. But don't you worry, soon the robot batterers and frying machines will be in place and the self-checkout and ordering systems will be too. So you won't have to worry about dealing with rude, unskilled workers accosting you at the counter. And if things don't get better soon, we'll have to cut our 11 spices and herbs down to simple salt and pepper. And no, I'm not talking about the big booty black girl singing room. This here's the Colonel saying, shoop, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you are offended, but we retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. Copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved.